You know when you get connected by that aunt of the family gathering and you feel like you have to bend the truth a little bit? Yeah. You know, that one who asks, when are you getting married and what's going on with that promotion and why haven't you still moved out of your mom and dad's basement? Only for her to not really listen and just judge you? Ugh. While you may have to grin and bear it with your family, you shouldn't feel that way when you're talking to your doctor about that rash that really looks like your high school crush, that you maybe ate a pizza one too many times a week, something, you know, like, hey, I smoke and I shouldn't be, right? You don't want to feel like you can't tell your doctor the truth. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book a doctor who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all verified, patient reviews, so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you ever meet them. With ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website. You can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find a doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting on awkward holds with the receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones that who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition under the sun that you might be searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor book on ZocDoc is between 24 and 72 hours, and that's it. You can even score some same-day appointments as well. So, you guys, go to ZocDoc.com and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Real quick, before I give you the URL one more time, I just want you to know we have used ZocDoc. That's how Marcus was able to find a primary care physician for himself. Because, listen, him being a black man and trying to find a doctor that he felt safe and comfortable with to look at any issues or conditions he was having is not easy. You want to be able to find somebody that you can trust and that is not going to ignore your concerns and also help you not just with the current issue, but keep you healthy along the way. And ZocDoc was able to help us make that happen. So again, go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. That Chick Angel. And I'm joined today by my other host, my husband. Tell him who you are.
I'm always joined here. You said joined today as if. Anyway, I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Hold up. Hey, what?
Don't touch me.
I'm loving this intro. What? Why can't I touch you?
I don't want to be touched.
Oh, now you don't want to be touched. I'm the other host. This is going to cause an argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we do every single week. And we do it lovingly. We do it arguing. We do it faithfully. Just like marriage. Why'd you switch off all of a sudden?
What is the problem?
I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, every week that we record this, we are joined by our wonderful family, our immediate family. That immediate family is on our Patreon. They watch us all the stuff behind the scenes. They talk to us and we talk to them before we start recording. After we record, we do all kinds of extra stuff with them throughout the week and throughout the season. And you can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month.
Because you swallowed that second word.
Nice. Patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month. You can be a part of the media family, be a part of all the goodness. We do prayers and stuff. We be doing all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors. Want to let them know
you heard
now?
About one of our sponsors already, ZocDoc, and we have two other sponsors as well. Every Plate, also known as
Plates,
and Jenny Kane, which we'll tell you about later on in the podcast. Oh, you guys. Since I didn't sing in the intro, I'll sing right now, now, now. My husband don't like my singing, but it keeps my soul ringing. So I'm gonna sing right before Tank Sleep Ride. So I'm gonna sing right before Hanks Lee.
It actually wasn't that bad.
Give
it was
us
different.
The finishing note.
Pride.
Pride.
Kennedy.
See, Marcus be thinking my singing really has anything to do with him. It's my joy that you're trying to steal or that you want to touch on me. That'd be like me punching your butt and then being like, yeah, you want to love me? I don't punch on your booty. I don't punch it. Do I punch your butt?
You've punched my butt before.
That's not what I do to your butt. I'd be like,
back up, girl.
See? See? You see? We're going to do a segment called Take Sleep Pride. Where we tell you a little story about...
Weirdo.
We tell you a little story about one of our children. We have by birth four boys, a 14-year-old, 8-year-old twins, and a 4-year-old named Amar. And here recently in life, we have, through imaginary adoption, part-time adoption, adopted three adult women and one teenager.
We have four daughters.
Yes.
And four sons.
We will call them
the goddamn Brady Bunch. Like,
well, they only have three. We will call them the Harris Herd instead of Tank Sleep Pride.
The Harris Herd.
This is the Harris Herd. And this is great because it
was. That's actually how they be coming up in the house sometime when they find out
like
about the
herd of people. Yes.
Just all just charged upstairs.
You know, I can't stand that I don't have lipstick on. I feel like I did makeup this morning and it looks halfway done because my lips are just like plain. I forgot to put a gloss in here. I put all my glosses back. But this will go along with the TikTok o'clock that we'll do later on in the show. But let's start off with a little bit of story, background story.
Okay.
These four young ladies I have known for quite a few years because I was in a black mom support group called Mom to Mom. And one of the mothers in that support group was a really good hair braider. Her name is Amber. And Amber would braid my hair every now and again. But more importantly, at the time, she was somebody who had teenage daughters that were able to babysit because we did not have a babysitting roster.
We was constantly looking for somebody's teenager to watch our kids because teenagers are cheap.
Yeah. So occasionally I would drop little Marcus off at their house to watch them. I think there was a very few occasions that they would watch him at my house. Mm-hmm. But that's how I was introduced to the girls. Then fast forward. I have more kids. I have alopecia. Mm-hmm. And once my hair had grown back enough, I started getting it twisted again. And the only person I trusted on my hair because she had very light grip and wasn't yanking out my hair was Amber. So as Amber came along, came to do my hair more. Y'all remember I kept my hair in those two strand twists for forever. And I was looking for babysitters again. She was like, my daughters are still available. So we used the two oldest, mainly, mm-hmm. which are Kennedy, who is our current assistant, and Nia. And so we don't live too far for them. And they started just to come over when they weren't babysitting or they would be done babysitting and still not leave.
That's how it started.
Yes.
They'd be done babysitting and then just hang out. And then one would come pick up the other and
they would hang out.
Out, which was perfectly fine.
In a mar.
As long as you know you're not getting paid for this
additional time. And Amar absolutely adores, especially the oldest two, loves them to pieces. Yeah. So
fast forward to us being on last year, us being on tour, on vacation. We would come back and they'd just be in the house.
The whole family is hanging out. The Tanksleys are all gone. The Harrises are at the house. Okay.
Yeah. The herd is at the house.
The Harris
with
herd,
the pride.
100%. So last year I had gotten mad at the oldest because she didn't tell us about her birthday. Now these young ladies, they would come to everything we threw at the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a game night. I wouldn't even get a chance to say, y'all want to come? Like, we're going to be having a game night. What day? Because we want to make sure we're there. Yeah. So when the oldest birthday passed and she didn't say anything to us, I was like, what's that all about? I was like, you don't think we would want to celebrate with you? She was just like, I don't know. I was like, don't you hit me with that. Yeah. And Kennedy, she did the same. She ran off with some unknown man for her birthday. And so we didn't get to celebrate with her.
Random.
And I was like, oh, you raggedies. So this year, the oldest, Nia, she knew not to pull that crap no more. And so she was like, hey, my girlfriend is taking me somewhere for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 2 days available if we want to do something. And I was like, well, what are we doing for your birthday? I don't care. About what you're doing for you, with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What we doing? And so she was like, I got Thursday or Sunday available. I mean, Friday, something like that, whatever, Thursday or Sunday. And I was like, okay, we'll do Sunday. She was like, oh, I was thinking about going to this one restaurant, Toothsome Chocolate Emporium at Universal City. I said, all right.
Yeah.
Boom. I get a text from Nia, and she says, is it okay for my girlfriend and my sisters to come? With like an emoji, like an anxious emoji, like.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's your birthday. Why are you asking me who can come? She's like, oh, okay. I bring it up to Marcus. Nia asked me if she can bring her girlfriend and her sisters to the birthday dinner. Why would she ask that? Like, did she think that we just needed like quality time with her by ourselves?
I said no.
You didn't. This is before you gave me the answer. Oh. Then I asked her sister, who thinks she's slick. Her sister knew what was up. I asked Kennedy, why did your sister ask me if she could bring y'all and her girlfriend? And she was like, well, she's not good at planning, is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what she tried to say. So as we're pulling up to Universal to a valet, I say it again to Marcus, and Marcus says,
Angel asked me, she's like, why would she ask us? I said, because we paying. Angel was like, what? I said, Nia, we're paying.
I said,
simple as that.
I said, we were paying for her, but everybody else coming.
I said, no, this is the event that she planned that we're paying for.
I said, no, Now she can't take that. I was like, she said she wanted to go to dinner. We didn't say we were throwing a dinner party.
Yeah, when you ask Uncle Daddy, do y'all want to go to dinner? And Aunt Mama, Auntie Mama, that's all intentions are for you to pay.
I'm like, you can bring anybody to the restaurant because they got their own money. Because I was like, oh, we got to go get her a gift. I done got a list from her sister about what she wanted for Christmas. I mean, not Christmas, for her birthday, so we could get her a birthday gift. And I didn't have time to go get it. Thank God. Because I was like, I'll just get a digital Visa gift card or something.
I ain't mess around, sat down with this gift and handed it to her.
I would have taken that gift right out of her hand and been like, unless y'all want to pay for y'all meal.
So hold up. Angel asked her, will we sit there? No,
Kennedy goes, this is how I know Kennedy ain't slick. Miss Angel, you want to ask Nia why she asked you? She was like, let's get this established before this bill comes, is what Kennedy was thinking.
And Angel's like, so why would you ask us who you could bring to your birthday dinner? And she was like, because you guys are gonna pay for it.
I said,
I was like, I know my daughter.
Yeah.
He said, I know who I'm dealing with.
I said, I had no idea. I said, I thought you wanted us to take you to dinner.
And she knows you had no idea.
Exactly. Exactly. I said, I thought we were just taking you to dinner. I said, had I known that we were going to put the bill.
Hold up. Yes.
Yes. I said, we wouldn't be at this establishment. I can tell you that right now. If I'm going to spend my money, it's going to be on good food. Okay.
First of all, the restaurant was, we live very close to each other.
Yes.
Restaurant was clear on the other side of L.A. One. That's one. L.A. is big for y'all that don't know. L.A. proper small, but Los Angeles is enormous.
Yes.
We on the other side. Where we live, you can't go. You take one step away from our property and you are in a completely different county. That's how far on the opposite end of L.A. we live.
At the end of L.A.
We drove all the way over there. Food is less than subpar. And I'm like, after that, I'm like, we could have went down the street from the house and had a phenomenal meal.
I said, if you're going to spend my money, I need you to think more highly of me is what I need you to do. I said, I mean, your girlfriend for the first time, you got us taking her to TGI Thursday.
Trash
this ain't
ass
TGI
play.
Friday.
First of all, her girlfriend went down her resume. Now I'm embarrassed that we sitting here.
She's like, I've got,
because she got her stuff together.
Master, she's my soror. I was like, and you
she's
got
basically
us.
An Obama.
I said, and you got us here in Chuck E. Cheese.
She said,
and
my
the
mom
rats aren't in costume.
My mom has three doctorates, and my dad. I'm like, Nia, what the hell?
I said,
we had a restaurant, people serving us in costumes.
I said, I apologize. I apologize to her girlfriend that this is how we're being presented to you, as if this is what we give as gifts, is restaurant Look, dinners.
Breonna B. said, not Chuck E. Cheese. I would have accepted Chuck E. Cheese. I'd have been like, you know what? This is what you went to. I can dig it. Chuck E. Cheese is a lot closer.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, all right, cool. No, toothsome chocolate emporium. They known for their milkshakes and got rid of most of them.
I said, I'm going to need you to do better. If this is what it's going to be, and I'm also going to need you to communicate, because it was not clear to me.
That was my fault.
Why?
That was all my fault. I know Nia has bad judgment. Just from the time that we had to get that goddamn battery and the AutoZone that she directed us to go to. I didn't know. Look, just like Walmart and Target, you have like AutoZone. Mm-hmm. Then you got like Pet Boys on O'Reilly. That's, you know, when you go in, quality is usually a little better. Depending on the AutoZone, it could be nice. But most of them is just like, no, you just, that's where the real mechanics go. It's always dirty in there. When I tell you that the AutoZone that we went to, I was like, the only thing that would make this worse if they had a popcorn machine in the corner. I was like, why are we here? She was like, well, it was the closest one. I'm like, we could have made a detour and went to nine better. Just from that, I should have been like,
this is how I know that Kennedy knew, and you not slick. You should have forewarned me, Miss Angel. You know why she asked. Come on. Come on. You should know. That's why Kennedy asked. As Kennedy's eating her plate of lettuce, because she eats like a rabbit. She's like,
lettuce and broccoli stems.
She's like, just in case I ask for more lettuce, I want her to know what's going on. Miss Angel, why don't you ask Kennedy? Why don't you ask Nia why? Why she asked you to come here? I said,
Kennedy just sitting there watching this back and forth.
She's like, she knows what it is. I know Reagan do. Reagan was like, you already know. Reagan didn't bring a wallet. Reagan
don't need to, because Reagan gonna eat off everybody else's plate.
Right.
She was like, I didn't order no food.
I said, how did this happen?
First of all, we're sitting at the table. Everybody got a job at the table.
Everybody is employed. Everybody is going to get a W-2 by the end of January. And we are the ones. I said, well, Nia, I said, did you enjoy yourself? She said, I did. I said, well, that's all that matters.
And they're going to send us the picture of his empty milkshake jar that she took home.
She's like, I was so delightful. I wanted to go to her place and get that thing and break it on the ground. It's actually my mug. But speaking of food, let's tell you about how you can eat for less and eat better. Not just whack food that you can get at an amusement park, but real quality food. And that's with who, baby?
Plates.
Every plate. Scissor your way into the new year with $1 steak for life. Simply add an 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box while your subscription is active. Now that's raising the stakes for dinner. Looking to budget your food expenses in the new year? Save big and eat great with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual restaurant. So ditch the takeout to save money while still enjoying fresh, satisfying meals. They're the easiest way to eat affordably. Put the money you save towards making 2024 plans. Making resolutions for 2024? Get every plate and take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. Save even more time with quick and easy recipes, including easy cleanup options and ready in 30 minutes or less. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time reaching your New Year's goals. This is what we should have did for our niece daughter's birthday, is fix some dang on every plate, okay? Because we would have ate good, huh? We would have saved ourselves time because we wouldn't have been running our tails all the way across town. And it would have tasted delicious. Every plate is one of those gifts that you kind of give yourself. One, for me, I love that the produce is fresh. And you see, it's all beautifully packaged in like a box. So you see all the fresh vegetables and fruits that are about to go into your meal. And then you have everything you could possibly need for the meal, except for maybe like oil, salt, and pepper. So most people have that in their home. So you're able to whip up a meal without even having to step out of your house. Because guess what? It's delivered to your doorstep. We absolutely loved every plate. We love being able to take the planning and the stress and save money from preparing food for our family. So get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. Get started with every plate for just $1.49 per meal. Plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. I'm going to give you that URL one more time, and it is everyplate.com/podcast. And the code you want to enter is 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
That's up to $110 value. We thank Every Plate for sponsoring this podcast because they are America's number one value meal kit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I think I said that right. Okay. Anything else you want to add to that lovely story about our
The Harris Herd.
We got them these cute sneakers matching Air Force Ones for Christmas,
yeah.
And I think Nia was trying to get a Nike fit to match.
I didn't even think about that. She was definitely trying to get Nike.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go get her, but she drank it up in a she well, no, her ass. Sisters ate her outfit, yeah. And so did her girlfriend. I said, now what? Now, do you have any Tanksley Pride story? Well, the turtles can see.
Yeah, they can both see right now. For the most part,
we have to give the turtle injections.
Injections with a syringe, yes. And eye drops.
Injections into its front arms. We have to block it from biting us. Like, we are literally dealing with Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Y'all understand? Never again.
We are dealing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The next animal
one of these fools bring home better be a girl. One their age.
Listen. Yeah, the turtles, they can see, I do believe, even though when I went this morning, I was like, I don't know if one just didn't want to fully wake up. He was like swimming around, but his eyes were
closed. His eyes opened.
His eyes
saw the same thing you saw, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we have to give an ointment on his eyes. It's a two-man job. One person has to hold the turtle. The other person has to block the turtle. And then
one person has to hold the turtle, give him the syringe. The other person has to block with the popsicle stick from his little asshole.
The blocker and the holder are the same. The syringe person is the separate person.
Oh yeah. Well.
Kennedy, our assistant, took the turtle out into the country.
Exactly, Alex. That's way too much for $10 turtles.
I know. No, let me tell you what veterinarian said. First of all, I want y'all to be proud of us. It was a black veterinarian.
I mean, she was real close to getting cussed out by me.
Let me tell you the living environment she wanted this turtle to live in. Please, because you talked to her.
I talked to her. She goes, well, they asked me all these questions about humidity and the type of rock. I mean, just type of plants, the type of rocks and all this type of crap, water temperature. Man, I put tap water in the goddamn tank and I had to go find the bag. I said, this is the type of rocks, because we had a little temporary cage that's got the little colorful pebbles in it, like a fish tank pebbles. That's what they took them to the vet in or whatever, because, you know, you ain't taking the whole tank. They was like, well, these rocks are way too small, turtle this size. So I said, that ain't the permanent tank. The tank is got these rocks. So anyway, she says, this is the list. She said they need, I don't remember the tent water temperatures and all that crap. She said the turtles need two separate tanks. One tank that they live in, the other tank they eat in. You're supposed to take them out of one tank, put them in the other tank to eat, leave them for an hour, and then put them back in the other tank. Both tanks need to be cleaned at least twice a week. I want to be like, lady, you can kiss my ass along with them turtles. You can have two different tanks for these turtles. Kennedy, drop the turtle, leave him, run, get in the car, drive off. She can watch these goddamn turtles.
That's where Marcus was with it. So Marcus was like, I can't talk to this woman no more. You got to talk to her. So when they call back to tell me what everything they wanted to do, they were like, now it's not the vet. I can already tell it's not the vet. It is like one of the assistants, the person that they send in there to tell you how much everything is going to cost. They were like, the visit today is $120 or something like that. The injections, now, lo and behold, I wasn't explained the injections. I thought we were paying for them to inject the turtle before they left. The injections, one set is $20, the other set are $30. And then she was like, and then she would like to do a full body x-ray for $220. I was like, I don't need to see the inside of that turtle. So go ahead and take that off of there. And the injections, because I thought, okay, they're just going to stab the turtle real quick with the vitamin A and something else. Go ahead. Kennedy. Oh, no. I talked to Marcus and I tell him what I agreed to. I said, of course, we're paying the pet visit. We're going to get the antibiotics and we'll get the injections. He was like, I don't want to do the injections.
I said, hold on. You agreed to the injections?
I was like, they were only like $20 and $30. So, like, if it's going to help before we give this turtle off to nature, go ahead and give him a fighting chance. I'm cool with that. And Marcus is like, so you feel comfortable injecting the turtle? I said, what are you talking about? They're going to inject the turtle. He was like, no. They asked Kennedy if we feel comfortable with needles. I said, nobody told me this.
I'm thinking they're going to run down.
Nobody told me this. Why would y'all think I would want to do this? So now we got to be given the damn turtle Botox.
Damien talking about turtle soup on deck. Damien, if these turtles were big enough, trust me, because turtle meat is delicious. I've had plenty of it in my life.
They still so tiny. Everybody's like, they need a big, big tank because they get so big. These turtles are little.
They're little. And it's like, I think it's a 15-gallon tank they're in right now. 20-gallon tank. No.
They do not need no more space. I'm thinking that these turtles would be like the size of my hand by now. And that's why I'm like, oh, okay. Well, if they need it, they are not even the size of the palm of my hand.
And these damn things going to outlive us. Like, we only shortening their life by, no, the outside, they supposed to live a long time.
They going to die.
God going to take care of them.
Them yodis.
Pray over them. God going to handle it.
So, yeah, that is what's going on with the turtles. We will be getting rid of them as soon as we get Zach, like, really up and fighting. And they're going to go to a turtle sanctuary. And we'll put a little mark on their back so that if we ever go over there, we can see if they're dead or alive.
They're going to be in the backyard in 3 months. In the pond, in the little...
they were like, you left us. And we have to come back here. So... Yeah, that's what's going on with the turtles. But we'll go ahead and jump to our next segment that we haven't done in a long time. And it is TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock. And if you don't remember what TikTok O'Clock is, Marcus and I watch a video from social media and we give our take on it. This is a, This is a segment that I really like because we get to hear the craziness that's happening out in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. Usually y'all only hear from the foolishness that we have.
Some of y'all act like other people don't be going through this stuff.
And then we have an update. We have an update of our thing from last week. Y'all won't believe this. Oh, I'm actually really excited about that. Okay, so let me find this. I thought today would be the perfect day to bring this up because of the Nia story. This felt like it was staged and it still might be staged. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to play the video and I want to get your feedback. I pretty much think I know your feedback. I'm pretty sure I know your feedback. But it's funny because of what we just talked about. Okay, here we go, guys.
Separated. I got the birthday girl and my wife.
Separate.
Are
you the only man at this table? Why are we doing separate
checks?
It's all women here.
No, but I'm not responsible for paying everybody. I got the birthday
girl.
You
invited everybody.
You invited all of us.
I didn't invite you, but I didn't sign up for that. Okay, there's nobody else doing
but you participate.
I'm knowing that.
Sorry.
I don't care how y'all do it.
I'm sorry. Dave, but you always pay. Like, you're the only man at the table. You're not going to pay the checks.
But I'm not obligated. I got my whole family.
It's $700 for this whole table, and it's my birthday.
This is your podcast, co-host.
It's
this is
only
your
$700.
It's only fans.
You being cheap.
Are you kidding me right
you
now?
You're honestly being cheap right now.
Okay,
first. No, if that was the case, I would have just took you out
for my birthday. Dre, are you going to let him sit here with a whole table full of women?
I really feel like it's not his responsibility, and when y'all get a husband.
I'm married.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn how many men or women is at the thing. It's all that for me. That's all relationship based.
Mm-hmm.
Like just because I'm sitting at a table full of women, that I'm just going to automatically pick up the tab. It depends on who's at the table. You know, if it's close.
I mean that Hania was like, "You the only man at the table."
She did say that, didn't she?
You're not gonna pay the bill, again, and you were like, "Uncle again, Daddy gonna pay the bill."
Yeah, I got my three daughters. I'm paying for my daughters to eat. But no, that's all. It's all to me. If me and Angel, if I take her out for her birthday, and they're depending on who shows up. Like if it's just me, her, and then some of her friends that I don't really even know like that, I ain't picking it up just because I'm the only man there and that's her birthday. No, I got us. I don't really know y'all like it or deal with y'all like it, so y'all handle yourself. Yeah, you the only man at the table. Hey, equal rights. You can pay. You can pay. You can't pick and choose on this whole, equality thing.
Me and Brisha ended up talking about it, and I said, I don't typically ever assume that my bill is going to be covered, and I have friends that have a lot more money than me. A lot, like, so super surpasses that money is not even a conversation I want to enter into with them because we are not on the same playing field, right? The only time that I might get an inkling that it's going to be covered is if there's already a set menu. That is when I usually think, okay, this person is more than likely paying for all of the food because there aren't options for me to choose what I want and choose how I want to spend my own money. but also at my big age, I don't mind being upfront about how is this going down? What I don't like to do Now, this is where people be getting irritated. I don't like to split the bill evenly. I've never liked that. I haven't liked that, especially in the past, because I wasn't a drinker. Mm-hmm. And the drinks out here be $13, $14, $15.
Yeah.
And you end up realizing you're paying for everybody else's inebriation while you had water, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am very good at, I know exactly how much I owe plus tax plus tip. And everybody else needs to get good with math as well. But I know a lot of people are like, nah, if you're going out with friends, just split it evenly. It depends on who I'm going out with, right, and how many people. Typically, when I go out with my girlfriends, we are getting around the same average amount of food. So then that's not a problem. We all got an entree. We all got a drink. Big deal. It doesn't matter if somebody's was a little bit more, if mine was a little bit less. But when you get into those big parties where there are certain people who are like, oh, I want to order this for the table. Yeah. Oh, no, I want to order this.
We've had people's birthday parties we went to, or I don't know what the event was, but it was just like, you know, each table, everybody just split the bill. And I was just like, nah, like I got there and I personally did not eat anything because I'm like, I don't know what y'all ordering. I don't know how much of whatever y'all order. And I don't know y'all like that.
And also, because I don't eat red meat, that's when the like steaks and like the Wagyu like out here, that is very expensive. I usually get the most expensive thing I will ever get is the halibut, which can be, or the sea bass, the Chilean sea bass.
Yeah, Chilean sea bass.
That can be pricey, but it never touches the cost of a very pricey steak.
Right.
So I feel like at our big age, people should be very clear on the intention of who's getting what, if or who is paying for what. And if somebody is planning on footing the bill, just making it known to the guests ahead of time. But this is why I don't go out to eat for my birthday with people. I have functions at my house. Nobody, one, it allows everybody in every price demographic to be comfortable. Because again, I have friends that have,
we're gonna all eat these same damn wings.
And we're gonna all eat the same tacos. We gonna all
leave
eat
your money
pizza
in the car.
So it allows my very wealthy friends to not feel like they have to foot the bill to be gracious. And it allows my friends that are just starting out in life, or Nia, to be to be able to show up and feel like they can participate fully without feeling like, well, I don't have anything to give towards this.
Yeah. On top of that, me personally, like, we've always had friends that like, no, y'all don't pay for that. I got it. Like from day one, we've always had friends like that. Me personally, I don't like for anybody to cover my, I want to pay for myself because I want to feel comfortable ordering what I ordering and eating how much I'm eating because I like to eat. I honestly do not like for people to, especially even knowing up front, we're going to cover it. Let me pay for me. Like I would feel better that way. That way I can order what I want and not feel any type of way. And, you know, so people ain't looking at me like, ah, dang, he going to order another drink? Because this is what I want to do.
So I can't remember the last time I did a birthday dinner. I feel like the last one we threw was for your birthday at Cafe Cordial. We have not done one of those in a long time. If we've, like, we took my mother out for dinner. Birthday dinner was just a family. So, of course, we covered the bill. and then we took my sister Jackie out last year for her birthday, and me and my mother split the bill both times. But
no, we'll take somebody out for their birthday, but as far as myself, I'm like, nah.
My mother said, and you're in because you're a top shelf guy. Marcus does no.
Oh, talking about top shelf drinking, yes. don't be putting pouring no bullshit in my glass, and I can taste the difference.
So while you could tell it was staged because I was like, who got a light on their phone or they were ready? First of all, I don't like my friends to expect anything out of my husband other than being cordial. I don't like for people to borrow my husband to hang stuff, to fix stuff, to pick up stuff, to drive his truck over to get stuff. They people called Task Rabbits. They got the the very hardworking men out front of the U-Haul building.
We had some really close friends one time asked to borrow my truck when I had my pickup truck. Like, we extremely close. And there was a text like, hey, can we use your truck to move something, something, something? Can we come pick it up? I didn't even respond.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not dignifying that question with a response. I'm not even going to give you a no. Hell no. Like, no. It was like, I didn't, yeah.
And my thing is, this is the way I really feel about it, to be honest. That is wear and tear on this man's body, lifting heavy stuff. So there's two things. Wear and tear. If his body's going to be worn down, it's going to be because of me. It's going to be because of what I asked him to do. It's going to be because of what he has to do for my kids. Also, Marcus has enough hard enough time doing some of the stuff that I want done around the house. So I'll be damned if your stuff get done before my stuff and you're not paying them. Now, when people were throwing money at him, I'd be like, oh, let's see. Now, Marcus would always be like, no, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for free. And I'd be like, I'll be damned.
No, because if I charge, I'm charging top dollar. And like, that's fine. What you offering as a friend ain't enough.
No. And we can a lot of times they'd be willing. It was just they would prefer someone they knew in their house versus.
And that's really what it was. It was just like, we trust you. We know what you're doing. We know you know what you're doing. So.
Yeah. And if it wasn't right, they know he ain't going to just be like, well, that's what you get. He would fix it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, if you're offering to pay my husband, okay, then he can negotiate, and I'll then tell him, like, he thought he was frying turkeys for free all these years. Sir, I've been charging every time.
This F ain't told me nothing.
Listen, that is now what that a I know, pimp does. Oh, but let me tell you all about our next sponsor, and that's Jenny Kane. We're so grateful that they are sponsoring today's episode because y'all were in that perfect weather and like the coolness. It's crisp outside, and Jenny Kane has all the perfect looks to have you warm but also looking amazing. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about Jenny Kane. All right. It's perfect timing, like I said, because honestly, look, with the new year being here, y'all, your wardrobe could use a refresh. And Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. And their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined, from luxury cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of your own everyday basics. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials, too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your very best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their order, their first order. Go to JennyKane.com and use code
ARGUE15
for 15% off. Let me tell you some of the amazing things that you will be obsessed with at Jenny Kane. Personally, I feel like their cashmere sweaters are the it item. All right. They have a Flynn cashmere sweater. It's a perfect everyday V-neck. And the cashmere turtleneck is such a solid staple piece for the season. First of all, there's something about cashmere that makes the sweater look and feel very expensive that you can't really duplicate, like, by trying to do a dupe of it. Like, if you want to have that look of, like, not only am I well put together, but I am luxurious. Their cashmere sweaters, they hit the nail on the head. Also, Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe yet lightweight, their lightweight sweaters. And trust us, they do cashmere better than anyone. The cashmere fisherman, that's what Marcus has, one of those, in their cashmere cocoon cardigan are bestsellers every season. And it's just nice to cozy up with each winter. Also, they have a stunning collection of home essentials, timeless furniture pieces, cozy pillows and throws, perfectly curated decor, and the most incredible candles. We have one of their blankets, one of their throw blankets. Now, that's the one Marcus wants to get rid of. A lot of our, like, terrible blankets. This is one that you can see just from looking at it. Mm-hmm. This is a blanket.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
It's a good blanket. The mother four. Okay? Okay, so find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off their first order when they use code ARGUE15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JennyKayne. Let me spell it one more time. JennyKayne.com. Promo code ARGUE15.
ARGUE15.
Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Thank you so much, Jenny Kane, for sponsoring today's podcast. Before we get into the topic, We're going to take a little... I forgot what the segment is called, but we're going to go back in time.
Let's go back.
Way back.
Back in time.
We've only done this once before where Bree pulled a little video of an old podcast and we reacted to it. Well, we're going to pull from last week's podcast. Here's a little snippet of the argument we had during our Tanksley tiff around clutter.
In our bathroom, that one box, because Angel Shield put a box, we have a trash can in our bathroom.
Is it the box it, currently there?
No, it's a, okay. this was a couple weeks ago, maybe a week or two ago.
That there you was kept a box, pushing it over and in I'm the trash. Like,
babe, why can't you just take this box, this big box downstairs? She was like, well, the boys are supposed to take it. Okay, they didn't. So I left it there thinking, okay, she'll take it down.
I don't know why.
I got up, I tripped over it one night, threw it back on her side of the sink. Why is this in my, that's what sets me off. If I trip over something, if I have to step over something that clearly should be an open path, that I consider that disgust, like that drives me insane. Why is there stuff right here in a clear, even walk path? So I kicked the box over there. The next day, she set it back on top. Finally, I just took the box downstairs. I know this is the boys' thing, but these boys do whatever you tell them to. You could have called them up in that moment. Y'all take this box. Or
I literally did. I said, little Marcus, after you get out of the bathroom, take this box downstairs.
And he didn't.
So how you going to tell me? It's how you going to tell me. If you tell them to do it, they'll do it.
So now the boys don't listen to you.
I'm telling you now, I asked for that box to be removed 3 times. Every time you threw it over to my side, I put it back by the trash can.
And that's where the thing, like, if I end up doing things my way, a whole lot of stuff's going to get thrown away. Those blankets, we got 40 blankets in our living room. We only need 2. Throw them other damn things away. Why we got all these blankets? That's why they end up everywhere, because the boys want a certain blanket. So they pull all the blankets out. Pull out, like, why we have these? Get rid of them.
Your face is twitching.
Yeah. I said this wasn't a light topic. I don't want to talk about this. The clutter, it gives me anxiety. It I don't like it. I can't deal
with it. Nobody likes it. That is what will irritate me, is your the thought process.
I can't look past it the way other people can.
We look past it differently, yeah. If I'm not going to get help in other things, that it becomes the least of the priority. Now, as you could see in the small clip that we showed, Marcus was getting very frustrated.
Yeah.
And I, also frustrated, was like, guess I'm just going to sit here and poke the bear.
Yeah, because you're an asshole.
Thank you. I learned the best.
Yeah, but I said at the top, this ain't a light subject for me.
It could have been.
No, it couldn't have been.
I promise you.
Anyway,
it could have
fast
been.
Forward to now. Angel went ham on the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
She got the bedroom clean and organized.
The bedroom is clean and organized. The only space in our private space that is not fully clean is still my side of the bathroom. But even that looked better.
Yeah, no, she went ham. She got the room looking immaculate.
I think I spent a total of 7 hours cleaning that bedroom.
Yeah.
I was in there from the time I woke up until I went to the movies.
Yeah. And then you started downstairs.
Yes, briefly. Marcus didn't want let's go back to the argument. We both had different reasons for being upset. Marcus was actually just honestly upset about the clutter in the house. I was more so upset because the language he was using was not painting a fair picture. It was painting a picture of that I don't clean and that I am all of the mess. And both of those are false. I am constantly trying to tidy up, but it's almost like putting a Band-Aid over a gaping bullet wound. So it doesn't feel as though I'm doing anything, because it was never effective. To get that bedroom clean, I needed a whole day. Or it was just going to, you were going to miss whatever I cleaned up, because more stuff is in the spot that I just cleaned up in. So, and it was so funny because I was cleaning the dishes, because I'm the one that mainly does clean the dishes. That day, Marcus came over. He was like, you all right? He was like, I mean, I'll clean the pot. I'll clean that pan. And I was like, I'm already I'm already cleaning. He was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And then the next day I was like, let me be clear on what it was in the conversation. So after I cleaned up upstairs, and as I was cleaning, Marcus was like, stop cleaning.
Yeah, because that's how you get burned out. Like, I understand it's a lot, but that's literally how you get burned out on doing something. You don't have to eat. You can't eat the whole elephant all at once. You a little bit at a time. It's like, clean here. Let me take a break. Clean here. That gives you keeps your energy up so you can continue later on that day or the next day.
And you know, and I would agree with that tactic if our house was just a little bit messy. And then it was just like, oh, just do a little bit. But our room was so far gone that it was just like, either you get all these damn clothes up right now. And there's still pieces, like I still need to go like finish reorganizing my jewelry.
Yeah, but reorganizing versus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. I was just like, get it where it needs to be at and then organize that area once it's in its spot, like down the line.
But anyway, fast forward to now, like Angel, she ended up leaving the house. You had to go to a birthday party and nails. I don't know. You had to leave for most of the day yesterday.
I took the kids to a birthday party and then I got my nails done before the Mocha Mom meeting.
Yeah. So then I was just like, this is my moment to do what I love to do. And I got the downstairs in order. I can't even take credit for that. I gave credit to Erica Badu, D'Angelo, Jill Scott, and Maxwell. They did all the work. I just showed up. But our house now looks like a showroom, like a show house, like the realtors.
Other than our office.
Yeah, other than the office, but hell with that office. But no, it looks really good now, and it's it is like a breath of fresh air. It's like, God dang. Okay. So now it'll be a lot easier to maintain.
I hope so. This is the only thing that makes me nervous. I just got the clothes from the cleaners, from the Fluff and Fold. If I can get my clothes up today, we Gucci. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that usually is the first thing to like pile up. But we were able to have a discussion. There was like, when I was cleaning up the room, I showed him, I said, either you or your mother, I was like, it was one of y'all, when y'all cleaned up the loft, y'all brought this stuff from the loft and put it on my side of the room with the assumption that this was my stuff. And I was like, this isn't all my stuff. And for me, this adds to me being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. I realized where that came from. The rack that had your clothes hanging up in the loft, that stuff was on that shelf, on that bottom shelf of that rack. So all your clothes was on the rack. So I'm like, maybe, I don't know where it came from, but I'm just like, let me put all this in the same. I hung your clothes up and I put the rack in there. So I just took that box off and put it over there.
Oh, so therein lies like, some of the frustration that I have is that if it's not Marcus's stuff that is possibly the kids, but if he can't really tell, or stuff that actually belongs to the whole family, but it's not his thing specifically, it becomes my responsibility to clean up. And that be like, I'm already struggling with the stuff that is definitively mine. When it's added to other stuff, it is just like, it's hard for me to pull it together. But got rid of probably 90% of my wigs. I did not purge my closet, but there were certain things that I was like, girl, you know these shoes hurt your feet. So we got a whole huge mound of stuff that's going to go to Goodwill this week.
Yeah, and the downstairs, the reason I was able to whip that into shape the way I was is because Angel will hold on to stuff. Like, you will do that.
Yeah.
And I'm king, throw that shit away. So when it's something that is like, if it's something like, bad example, but like the laptop, it's like, oh, if this, just take this as an object, not an actual laptop. But I'm just like, man, what is this? We use this for the Christmas thing. Angel wants to store that in a Christmas container with the Christmas stuff. And I'm like, that was bought at Big Lots for $8. We're going to buy another one next year and throw this away. Like, because we're going to do Christmas decoration shopping anyway. So that's a lot of times. If it's like something useless, like there was, I don't know, do you keep the tape dispensers that after they're empty?
The big ones, the big plastic ones, because sometimes you can just buy, like at Target, they have
just the rolls. But we never just buy the rolls.
No, I do.
Oh, threw a bunch of them away.
And that's fine.
So stuff like that, I'm like, no, a lot of this stuff is trash. This stuff is, instead of me finding somewhere to put it, I got the perfect organizer to put it in that trash, and that's gonna help me get to the rest of the stuff. But I just systematically clean stuff. That's just what I do.
So, but I want you to see how long it took me to do that room, and a lot of times if I don't have that much time to actually.
You never have that much time.
I did though.
This time, absolutely. Yeah.
But if I don't have that good old chunk of time that's not going to be interrupted by you or the kids or by work, trying to get done what I just got done sometimes feels virtually impossible. I did it. It was pretty much quiet in the room for most of the day. I was able to be reflective as I was cleaning. And I honestly, something came over me in the past year where I don't fatigue as fast cleaning. I used to fatigue. I'm talking about I burn out at 2.5 hours and I'd be like, anything but this. But the fact that I've cleaned our pantry, like did like a reorganization.
That's one thing you do is clean that pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Because at halftime, I go in there for a water. Most times only I just have the kid. Hey, man, get me a water, a bottle of water.
They
destroy that pantry.
Every time our assistant Kennedy places a grocery order, our pantry gets destroyed by my children.
They got put on notice too.
I like to the point that I can't even walk fully into the pantry. So would I sit on the floor? I start emptying the boxes out and pushing the boxes out for the empty boxes for the kids to recycle. So the fact that the pantry, it's not at its best fully organized, but I know where everything is. So it doesn't look like World War II in there. But the office we've organized about 2 times in the past year as well. It needs it again, which is so frustrating. But I don't fatigue as quickly, so I don't know what has come over me. But I also don't work as fast as you. That's the other thing. When it comes to cleaning, I don't work as fast because Marcus has the spirit of throwaway. It actually causes me more anxiety to think that I might be throwing away something that I'm going to realize, you idiot, you need that.
Yeah.
Where Marcus will be like, shred it all and move on. And I'm like, I can't do it. So it does, it takes me a little more time. I just move. So it's just like wrapping gifts. Y'all are able to wrap gifts really, really fast. I'd be like, oh my goodness, this is never going to get done. Where there's other things I'm fast as hell on. Not that. So, just as an update, because I know a lot of y'all were like, whoo, they is arguing over here.
Man, whatever. Y'all be all right.
They were like, you shouldn't laugh at Marcus. I had to because I was getting so fired up at him because of the statements he was making.
But now that the house looks the way it does.
We can get them cleaners
over
here.
When I tell you to pick some shit up, you pick that shit up. Now we
let
do
me
need
tell,
to, we
let
do
me
know
tell
we
you
do need to hurry up
did.
And get them cleaners in there before you mess it up.
Let me tell you what this man did.
What I do?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let him know.
What I do?
So we were having a cordial conversation about it after the podcast. He was like, I really do try not to harp about the house being a mess. He was like, and I feel like I'm doing a good job. He was like, but there's certain things that I keep walking by that I'm just like, when is this going to get moved? When is this going to get cleaned? He was like, for instance, those baskets underneath the liquor cabinet. I know you're going to get to them, but I don't know when. And I said, well, first of all, I didn't put those baskets there. He's like, you didn't? I said, no, I did not. And he was like, how did they get there? I said, I do believe the decorators, when they decorated the house, moved those baskets
her
over
decorators.
There. It's a hobby on me. Move those baskets over there. I said, I wouldn't have put them over there. And he's like, oh, he was like, but it's like stuff like that. And I said, okay. I said, but yeah, that's what ends up making me mad is because it's an assumption, anything out of place. If it's not specifically the kid stuff, I was the one who put it there when that is honestly not the case. So I, instead of being a petty bitch, I went home. I got those baskets. I went through the baskets. I threw out stuff that was no longer serving us. One basket is our like sanitation mask in our COVID test that we keep downstairs. Organized that. put anything that was trash that we didn't need, threw it out, got the baskets off the floor. So when Marcus came home, I was like, you see? And anyway, he said, I see it. Thank you. Thank you. I was like, you're welcome. He was see? Like, no, shut up. Not even a full minute later. I mean, but why do you keep that yoga mat out in the garage?
No, I
like
just asked. I was just asking. I just asked about the yoga mat.
But, no. The subtext was like, no. Stop leaving that yoga mat right there. Not even 2 minutes.
It was just a question. I went in the garage.
I went out there. I rolled that yoga mat up so fast and put it. No.
Yeah, I always do that though.
I was just saying, I just don't understand. It feels like it's in my line of traffic, traffic.
Angel lays like, on this yoga mat. She used the yoga mat.
I said, it's fine, Marcus.
I'm like, roll it up when you're done. Every time I go in the garage and I work out, or every time I go in the garage, I roll the yoga mat up.
I told him why I lay there.
I put it away.
Listen, I told him why I laid the yoga mat there. It wasn't a good enough reason for him. So I rolled that freaking yoga mat up, and he was like, I'll put it up. I said, nope.
I always put it up.
Then stop complaining about it.
All right. You don't need no yoga mat. We got mats out there already.
Oh, when I
leaving
tell
that damn
you,
yoga mat out. Yeah, this just set her off. She said, you are just in. What did you say?
I said, what did I say? I was something like, it just don't stop with you. It just does not stop.
It does stop.
I didn't mean it. No way. I said, I said, let me get up out of here right now. I left that house so quick.
Punk ass yoga mat all up in the way.
Nah, I wanted to slap him with a yoga mat.
Yeah, fingerprints all over. What you do when you go yoga class? First thing you do when you're done, you pick the damn mat up. Tuck it on with your yoga pants and you get in your Prius and drive on about your business.
Y'all.
Ain't we already talked about the main topic?
No, this is the main topic, you black bastard. I just want y'all to understand what I be going through. Just
can't even ask a simple question. I just said, why you leave the yoga mat? No,
it wasn't. And he thought maybe like trying to like finesse it. I just wanted to know why.
Can't even
why
ask a question.
Why do you leave? I left the yoga mat there because that's where I wanted it. And then when that wasn't enough, it's in my line of traffic. So that wasn't really
not
the question.
My line. I said it's in the line of traffic. Everybody that walks into the garage, you walk on the yoga mat, the same yoga mat. Why not just lay on the floor if you're going to leave the yoga mat out?
What you could have said is, I don't like the yoga mat when it stays on the floor.
No.
I do. And then
I didn't want to say I don't like the yoga mat. I just asked why is the yoga mat.
But that was really
out?
What you were getting.
No, you could have been like, oh no, by the time I get finished working out, you know, my back hurts. I don't feel like picking it up.
I think it's in the perfect spot. And then you went,
that's a stupid answer.
I was like, you don't want us to be happy, huh? That's what
you don't
I
want us
say.
To be clean.
You don't want us to be happy. I'd rather us be happy.
Cleanliness is next to happiness.
I will say, now that the house is cleaner.
Hey, now that the house is clean, Angel's been frisky.
It helps. I'm glad he's cleaning, helping now to clean. He helps.
She done helped herself by cleaning. That's what she did.
Listen, this is the thing.
Go to the table of contents. What you talking about?
When I cleaned on Saturday, Marcus did not do any cleaning at all. Mm-mm. And he cleaned on Sunday. I think that is something that we don't allow a lot of times, is mostly you allow each other to do, is that I knew Saturday would be the day that I would have time.
We need to verbalize when the cleaning will happen.
Well, sometimes when the answer wants to, just like when I'll ask you it when it comes to posting something. So when you think when you're going to post it, I'm not sure. When you like avoid answering the question because your mind does not want to have to go and strategically figure that out in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of sometimes the same thing for me, where he'll ask, when am I going to get that? My honest to God response is, I will get to it. He wants to know when. He would prefer it to be in the moment. Same way I feel sometimes when I want you to post. But that's just not how our brain is working at that moment. So this weekend, we allowed each other our own space and time to clean, mm-hmm, instead of trying to force the person to do what we wanted them to do in the moment.
Yeah, I just needed her to leave the damn house.
And I left.
Get
joyously.
Out.
Shut up.
Came back to.
Okay. Oh, I am so excited about this. So over Christmas, I saw this. I can't remember in what store. It looks like something I might have gotten out of Target. It's called Limited Edition, The Adventure Challenge, Couples Edition. And
Limited Edition, The Adventure Challenge.
Couples Edition.
Couples Edition. Okay.
I know, it's a lot of editions.
The Edition Edition.
What this is a, and I'll read the back. It says, this book is exactly what your relationship needed. Neither of us can stop smiling, or our relationship, excuse me. It's 50 exciting, unique dates. If you recall, at the first episode of the year, we both gave our romance low scores on our Wheel of Life. Marcus's was a 5. I think mine was a 6. But then when I went back and looked at my actual wheel, it was a 6.5, I do believe, or 7.5. And what I felt, Marcus was still trying to come up with what his definition of romance is. I used Webster to help me formulate my own. The big part that I felt was missing from out of our romance is the mystery part. Is that we don't really take the time to kind of like surprise each other in our feelings for each other. So, lo and behold, I had already purchased this and didn't really fully know what it was, but I was like, it seems like something neat for me and Marcus to do. So it says, with challenges ranging from baking apple pie blindfolded to a romantic floating picnic, boring date nights are a thing of the past. No take backs. Once you scratch off the challenge, you have to do it. But don't worry. Helpful icons and hints will help you decide what challenge to do. Each adventure is designed to help you explore outside your habits, dive deeper into your relationship, make memorable memories. And what I like is that under each scratch off, there's the what it'll cost. So some are like only $5 to $15. How much time it might take you. In what time of day you should do it. Why are you looking at me like
I'm just listening.
You think it's just stupid. Your face is telling
you're
more
projecting,
than.
You're projecting, okay? You're not psychic.
I don't think it's a stupid. Well, can you tell me what you
think? I didn't say it was stupid.
Okay. Okay. Then please tell me what
you
think.
I don't like how you're making me feel.
Tell me what you're thinking.
I'm not thinking. I'm just listening.
You really aren't thinking anything? If I'm just saying based off of me knowing you, there's a...
Each thing that you read out, I'm thinking about that, but it's not like...
This is horrible. Okay, you don't mind doing this with me?
I mean, we here.
That's what I'm getting, is a we here. Okay, the beginning. Do we have to go in order? I guess so. Okay. Y'all... This is something hopefully you don't mind doing with your wife, your best friend, the woman you love, the woman who laid her life on the line to bring you a legacy that will outlive you. Hopefully you don't mind doing these nice little tasks with her. So we're going to document these. Look at this content. Look at this wonderful content. And we're going to share with you all throughout the year.
No, the book.
Oh, I'm going to give you this too because you're going to scratch off the first date. They have different categories.
Who published this book? Brian Ellis and Ben Day.
What about them?
I'm just curious about these men's relationships and... Who they are. You know, you got to consider the source.
Tell me your full thoughts.
Because this is like, this is going to better and help your relationship. How would they know?
Well, of course, that's how they're going to advertise it.
Okay. That was my only question. It's like, what's the source?
Go ahead and scratch off that. Not that one. Go to the, because does it say scratch off?
It's like going to a marriage therapist that ain't been married before.
Well, even if it doesn't help, it shouldn't hurt.
You don't know what it's going to do. Men might be 10 times divorced.
Do y'all not hear him?
No, I'm just asking. You asked what I told you. Who is these dudes? I want to know who the source is.
I know, but I'm saying, do y'all not hear him?
Find your favorite pie recipe and get
gather the ingredients. blindfold your partner and now guide them through the process of making a pie. We are not doing this.
Tell me why.
No instructive sentences are allowed. You can only guide them with your hands. Don't say pick this up or grab that. Find a different way to communicate through touch.
Tell me why we can't do that. I'm dead
serious.
Didn't
we just clean our house?
I'm dead serious. Tell me why.
I ain't trying to jack my kitchen up, trying to bake no. First of all, we don't even like pie.
I know what I want to get right.
No. I don't even remember how that pie tastes. You couldn't make it with good eyes with a recipe.
But no, that's not a good. That is, oh, I don't want to get the kitchen dirty. Is honestly, I don't believe a good reason. I think you just don't want to do this book.
I don't want to do this challenge, definitely.
Well, why don't we just do the
why
pie
can't we just we have fun
open?
Just yeah, we have fun just cooking together, period.
Well, why don't we do a pie with our eyes open?
Let's do a pie with our eyes open. Yes, that sounds a lot. I don't want to. To me, it sounds like a lot of work if you're the one guiding the person blindfolded when we can just be cooking together, talking and having a good time. Your eyes are too pretty for me not to see them.
That's so hey. Sweet, but that really didn't matter.
Nah, that
that's
was game. Like saying, get out of here.
That's like saying, why we ride on ATVs when we could just drive in a car and go where we actually want to be?
Because ATVs are fun. Being blindfolded ain't fun.
Well, then I could have been blindfolded.
Didn't I say it sounds like a lot of work to drive to guide somebody? I don't know how to bake no damn pie. You know I'm bad at following recipes. So what are we here for?
For the laughs and the experience.
In a kitchen with heat and sharp objects. Do you want to do one?
I'll do one. So Marcus is changing it. I will bake a pie.
Just bake a pie together. That sounds fun.
If you're willing to bake a pie.
These is coming from two white men. You know they be skydiving and just doing stuff to come close to death because they ain't got enough. Listen, because they ain't got enough excitement. Just living life. We live life
could
every time
not,
cops get behind
you,
us.
Could you not be a contrarian, please? Could you not be a contrarian?
Hey, man, may I mess with you? Go ahead.
Okay, this one has to be done in the evening. And it's 3 to 4 hours. Okay, ready? They want us to be fat. It says, collect all the supplies needed for making s'mores, including canned methanol gel for fire. Next, gather all the blankets and pillows you can find. Spend some time building the perfect or not so perfect blanket fort. After you build your blanket fort, make s'mores and watch a movie. Google top 10 romance movies and pick from the list. Okay, how are we going to adjust this? I want to do.
What?
What you mean? What you? If you can't see, if you can't feel your face, I can see it. I'm over here trying to be. I'm like, how can we adjust this to make it something that you would also enjoy doing with me? Since he doesn't enjoy doing anything with me unless it's dealing with sex.
That's a full out lie. You know it.
Okay.
Don't sit there and lie to these people like that.
He enjoys other things. He does.
You right. I enjoy. Let's do more of the stuff that we already be doing.
Because I want to do the book.
You just want to do the book.
Yes, I like not knowing what this is about to be.
Now this sounds like people that ain't got kids. Take 3 to 4 hours. When the hell do we have 3 to 4 hours?
You know, this is why I'm saying, Marcus, we could do small adjustments. How would you like to adjust this?
What's it say, dude?
Collect all the supplies you need for making s'mores, including a canned methanol gel for fire. Next, gather all the blankets and pillows you can find. Spend some time building the perfect fort or not so perfect blanket fort. After you built your blanket fort, make s'mores and watch a movie. Google the top 10 romance movies and pick from the list.
Make s'mores and we can watch a movie. Neither one of us like romance movies. We ain't built no fort. We can just lay on the couch and watch a movie. Eating s'mores.
Okay. See?
Yeah, see? Yeah.
You be test. This is what happens. We're going to let you know how these two dates went next week, and we'll scratch off more.
They're hiring somebody to set up the fort. Ain't nobody setting up no fort in my house with no pillows and blankets. Y'all heard the struggle we have to keep the house clean.
You see?
Just because I'm a realist don't mean I'm a pessimist.
Oh, don't hit me with no damn realist.
I'm a realist.
This is full-blown pessimism. Pessimism? No, it's no T. Pessimism.
Okay.
So we're going to do these two. We're going to
bake,
bake a pie.
How about, because that's a lot of sweets. Neither one of us need that. We black folks sugar killing us. How about we bake a pie and watch a movie?
No, these are two separate
birds
dates.
With one stone.
No. We're going to bake a pie. And if we don't want to do s'mores, we can pick something healthier and fun to eat over here. I'm not truncating these dates. I want all the dates with my husband. All of them. Please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because I know what's going to happen.
What?
You're going to set one of these up? I mean, why don't we just go get some seafood?
No. As many activities as I do with my kids to full out, I am not going to be the one to back down on this. We're going to see. Amen. We're going to see. Praise God. Which pie are we making?
You can make whatever kind of pie you want. I'm not a pie person. What pie do I be like? Let me get some of this pie.
Butterscotch pie it is. We're going to do the redo. And you're going to be able to sit on this podcast and be like, my wife and I made the best butterscotch pie I've all ever right. had in my life. That's going to be what happens.
I do you one better to make it easier. Anything better than the first butterscotch pie. And we are Gucci.
No, we're going to make, it's going to be the and best.
I'm going to act like it's the best if it's anything better than the first one. The butterscotch soup. And I'm dead serious. I'm like, yeah, we did that.
No, boo, no, you're going to honestly be like, now why come you didn't make this the first time? Because this is better than kids. That's what you're going to say.
Okay. I'm going to say it regardless. No, if it's better than that first one.
No, don't do that. I'm saying, that's how good this is about to be. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said the joys of Patreon. And then we can figure out. We don't have to do s'mores. We can figure out something else that like we can make together and watch a movie. And it definitely does not have to be a romance movie. I'm fine with that.
I know you are. Could you be liking romance movies?
I like romantic comedies.
Okay. Romantic comedies are different. Few and far between that we ain't seen that they are good.
Maybe we'll find one. I'll use ChatGPT. Can't wait to see what 3 and 4 are.
No. The excitement in me is just bursting through my ears.
All right, you guys. Tune in next week to see if we made these dates happen or if Marcus fought me tooth and nail and I gave up because I can't do this on my own.
I ain't going to fight you tooth and nail. All the fighting I already did. We already negotiated the terms and conditions.
Why couldn't we just have done that from the top? Jeez. Anyways, guys, make sure you check out our sponsors, ZocDoc, EveryPlate, and Jenny Kane. Please use our promo codes for ZocDoc. It is Argue. For Jenny Kane, it is Argue15. And for EveryPlate, it is 49Argue.
Mm-hmm.
You can find our content everywhere. We've gotten so much better. We now are posting our stuff on Facebook, as well as some of our shorts are now on YouTube. We'll start putting these episodes on Facebook starting this month. So if you're more of a Facebook type of gal or guy, you can watch us over there or watch us here on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. And we're going to make sure our podcast is on every platform that a person can listen to podcasts. We're going to double check that. We're trying to just set up this to be the most well-run machine possible. And I think that's it for me. What you mm-hmm. want to tell the people?
I'm going to tell the people. Y'all can judge me if you want. If you even have a significant other, go to take this to them and see how they react.
What if their significant other loves it?
They might, but I doubt it.
Why? Tell me why.
Because we'll talk about it next week. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Mark Say on the Gram, Facebook at Mark Say on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. You want to know why for real?
Yeah.
Because we could easily just take a stab in the dark and be like, hey, so what we going to do? Like, we haven't had a discussion about that at all. We could have just came up with a list of stuff versus...
I don't think you understand how much decision fatigue I go through on a daily basis.
Okay, so we ain't talked about that either.
I have mentioned decision fatigue, but I don't think you realize it in the full 360.
So that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Catch y'all next week, fam. Y'all have a good one.